Gentlemen, he said, speaking without notes, you have just heard two energetic pleas for mercy in behalf of the defendants. It seems to me fortunate that these admirable attorneys, Mr. Fleming and Mr. Smith, were not at the Clutter House that fateful night. Very fortunate for them that they were not present to plead mercy for the doomed family. Because had they been there, well, come next morning we would have had more than four corpses to count. As a boy in his native Kentucky, Green was called Pinky, a nickname he owed to his freckled coloring. Now, as he strutted before the jury, the stress of his assignment warmed his face and splotched it with patches of pink. I have no intention of engaging in theological debate, but I anticipated that defense counsel would use the Holy Bible as an argument against the death penalty. You have heard the Bible quoted, but I can read too. He slapped open a copy of the Old Testament. And here are a few things the good book has to say on the subject. In Exodus 20, verse 13, we have one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. This refers to unlawful killing. Of course it does, because in the next chapter, verse 12, the penalty for disobedience of that commandment reads, He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. Now, Mr. Fleming would have you believe that all this was changed by the coming of Christ. Not so. For Christ says, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And finally, Green fumbled and seemed to accidentally shut the Bible, whereupon the visiting legal dignitaries grinned and nudged each other, for this was a venerable courtroom ploy. The lawyer who, while reading from the scriptures, pretends to lose his place, and then remarks, as Green now did, Never mind. I think I can quote from memory. Genesis 9, verse 6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. But, Green went on, I see nothing to be gained by arguing the Bible. Our state provides that the punishment for murder in the first degree shall be imprisonment for life or death by hanging. That is the law. You, gentlemen, are here to enforce it. And if ever there was a case in which the maximum penalty was justified, this is it. These were strange, ferocious murders. Four of your fellow citizens were slaughtered like hogs in a pen. And for what reason? Not out of vengeance or hatred, but for money. Money. It was the cold and calculated weighing of so many ounces of silver against so many ounces of blood. And how cheaply those lives were bought. For $40 worth of loot. $10 a life. He whirled and pointed a finger that moved back and forth between Hickok and Smith. They went armed with a shotgun and a dagger. They went to rob and kill.